Chapter 16.
Did you really think getting the drop on me was going to make a difference?
Div snorted as he held his glowing hands out wide.
You're not the first were-panther I've killed, and I'm sure you won't be the last. I just can't believe you thought bringing along a succubus and a changeling was going to actually make a difference.
Suck a hairy dick, Div.
Ada said as she hopped back up onto her feet.
Come on, doll. The pig demon scoffed. A few seconds ago, you were gonna suck mine.
Not a chance, fatso.
The succubus growled as she sprang forward. The succubus dove at the demon and slashed him across the face, and he stumbled back a few inches. Then, while he was stunned, Ada threw her arms around the man in a big bear hug and pinned his arms down against his sides. As he did so, the white light disappeared.
Now we're talking,
Div cackled. And then he started to make disgusting kissy faces at Ada.
He can't cast his spells right now, Carter.
Ada called out from across the room.
Take this fucker out.
I bounded across the room as I unsheathed my claws and prepared to tear this fucker's throat out of his neck. However, Div's hand began to shoot cool blue sparks as he opened them up and pointed his palms straight down at the ground. Seconds before I was on him, Div unleashed two blasts of the blue light into the floor, which propelled himself straight up into the air, toward the high ceilings and out of my reach. Ada let out a scream of frustration as she was lifted along with the demon, and my paw swiped at nothing. As my opponent passed overhead, I quickly turned my glance upward. I watched as Div twisted his body so his back was facing the ceiling, and then he slammed Ada right through the decrepit white tiles of the drop ceiling. There was a metallic thud when they hit the actual roof of the building, but I didn't wait for them to come back down. I crouched down so I was nearly flat against the floor, and I felt my hind end wiggle like a house cat as I prepared to jump. I waited until my target's bodies fell back into view, and then I pounced. The floor gave a bit underneath me as I propelled myself straight up toward Div and Ada, and the pig demon's eyes went wide when he saw what was coming.
Batter up,
Ada cackled as she unfurled her wings and let go of Div. The demon bastard tossed out his hands and made a strange circular motion as they sparked blue. I unleashed a mighty roar as I swung at the fucker with my right claw, but there was suddenly a glowing blue pentagram in front of Div's chest. My blow struck the magical shield and bounced off without doing any damage, but the force of my attack sent a shockwave across the ceiling of the office. The remaining bits of vinyl tile and cheap steel were blasted out of their bases, and the entire fucking drop ceiling collapsed onto the floor. At the same time, Div's body was tossed back like it had just been shot out of a cannon, and the pig demon squealed as he smashed through the roof of the building and then disappeared through the rubble. Meanwhile, all I could do was allow gravity to pull me back down to Earth. I landed gracefully on all fours, but Ada was already on her way to the hole in the roof.
Where are you going? We can use this time to regroup. Not if he summons the servants of Osiris,
the succubus shouted as she shot through the opening above. Then there was silence. I couldn't hear the music of the club, nor could I hear the sounds of the battle going on above. Hell, I couldn't even hear the sound of my own heart beating. It was an eerie, unsettling silence, almost as if we'd been cut off from the rest of the world. Then a chilling breeze fluttered in from above. The mysterious gust of wind swirled around the room like a miniature tornado, which kicked up every bit of loose paper into the air and swirled it in a circular pattern. Eventually, the swirling gusts were surrounded by ghastly, translucent white light, and they split off into about 2 dozen tendrils and spread out across the room.
Oh, no. He summoned them.
Get behind me,
I said as I darted over beside the redhead.
I won't let them hurt you.
Worry about yourself, Carter. These things are going to tear us both apart.
I saw the glow of yellow eyes through the spectral light, and then the figures of the dreaded Haramiba emerged. The quadrupedal creatures stood about 6 feet tall atop 4 long, gangly legs, whose knees actually rose up a foot above their heads before finally curving downward. When I saw what was at the bottoms of their legs, though, my skin crawled underneath my fur. Hands. At the end of each leg was a human-like hand, with fingers that were at least 6 inches long and spread out like webbed feet without the webbing. The skin of these horrific beasts was pitch black and wrinkled to the point where it looked like every inch sagged off their bones. Their legs and necks were attached to nothing but a scrawny, oval-shaped body. But their heads were perhaps the worst of all. The Haramiba's necks were freakishly long, and their heads were simply small ovals of pure darkness, with two horizontally slitted yellow eyes. Their pupil-less eyeballs glowed as they stepped out of the spectral light, and as they walked, their necks swayed back and forth across their bodies like an entranced cobra. I could see why people were terrified of these things. They were literally the definition of nope incarnate. But I didn't have time to be afraid. There were now at least 20 of these monsters in the room, and if I didn't act quickly, they were going to kill us both. I had no idea how these things fought or attacked, but I had to act quickly. I really hope Lady Luck's on our side this time, I said as I looked back at Janine. Try to stay as close to me as you can. As the Haramiba approached, I looked around for anything that could give me a tactical advantage over my enemies. They may have looked gaunt and fragile, but they outnumbered me by a lot. Plus, they were the literal servants of Osiris. Surely they had some sort of abilities that weren't obvious at the moment. The only thing within my reach was Div's metal desk. It was nearly 8 feet long, so it might have just been the ticket to put some distance between myself and our enemies. Then the Haramiba let out a unified, bone-chilling, pained groan as they began to leap toward us, with their hands spread wide. I grabbed onto the end of the desk and let out a roar as I pulled it up into the air. I jerked my entire torso to the right as I swung the desk in a long arc, and there was a loud crack as it slammed into four of our attackers. Their bodies careened into the nearby wall, and they broke through the cheap-ass brick like it was cardboard. I brought the table back around the other way as I knocked away three more Haramiba, who crashed through the other wall. But when I tried for round three, one of the creatures got smart. It let out a ghastly moan as two of its legs reached up and grabbed onto the end of the desk. However, it was nowhere near as strong as I was. The momentum of the makeshift club continued on, and the monster let out a wail of pain as his front two arms were torn out of their sockets with a wet snap. Instead of blood, the creature's stumps erupted with a spray of dark black mist as it fell forward and writhed around on the ground in agony. I aimed at its head as I stepped forward and took another swing with the desk, and then I brought down my left foot right into its skull. There was a high-pitched shriek as the fucker's head exploded like an overripe watermelon, and black smoke poured out all around him. Then his body twitched for a moment before it curled up like a dead spider and went rigid. Fucking hell, these things were creepy. But at least I knew I could kill them. Suddenly, the remaining 12 creatures in front of me lurched forward at once.
Back up, motherfuckers!
I screamed as I tried to knock them away once more. This time, though, they weren't aiming for me or Janine. They were going for my weapon. All 12 of the creepy crawlers landed on the desk at once, and their combined weight pulled the damn thing right out of my hands and put me off balance. Shit. The second my defenses were down, the Haramiba pounced toward us like roaches on a breadcrumb.
Carter!
Janine screamed. I spun around, scooped the woman up in my arms as if we were newlyweds, and then jumped out of the way as the creatures landed. I came down nearly 50 feet away on the other side of the room, right by the holes created by the deflected Haramiba.
Run!
I ordered as I pushed Janine away. Not a millisecond later, the wall behind me exploded, and the four fallen monsters pounced. I snarled as I stabbed my right claw into the first creature's head and then slammed him into the ground. The Haramiba's dark dome exploded like a piece of porcelain when it hit the ground, so I turned back to the other three. Much to my dismay, they were already on me. I felt four slender, disgusting sets of fingers wrap around my arms and legs, and two of the monsters pulled in opposite directions. They hung me up like I was mounted on the rack, and I roared as my shoulder and hip joints popped out of place. Then the third creature groaned as he began to slam three of his fists into my body, one into my chest and two across my face. Waves of pain shot through my body as the monster pummeled me, but I wasn't going to let myself go down this easily. I tensed my muscles as I pulled my arms toward my chest. I was met with resistance for a second, but only for a second. Two of the arms that had been holding me came loose with a snap and a spray of black smoke, and their previous owners let out a wail of agony. Before the third monster could react, I unsheathed my claws, clapped my hands together, and exploded his head like a smoke-filled water balloon. As his body went limp, I twisted around and stabbed my claws into the second Harami Ba, and I tore open his chest without much effort. Then, while he was taking his dying breaths, I spun around and grabbed the first servant of Osiris by his arm.
"Ready to go for a ride, asshole?"
I growled as I lifted him into the air. I picked the fucker up over my body and then slammed him into the floor in front of me. He snarled and shrieked upon the first impact, so I repeated the attack 3 more times. Finally, the Harami Ba let out a gurgled groan, and his legs curled up. Cool. I only had to do this 15 more times. The 12 Harami Ba that had been on the other side of the room were now only 20 feet away, and I needed to make my move.
Carter!
I heard Janine whisper, though with my enhanced hearing, it sounded like she was on full volume.
Bring him this way!
I started to run in the direction of Janine's voice as the Harami Ba chased me down, and when I turned around, I saw Janine was now on top of a giant metal bookcase with her back pressed against the wall. The shelf was completely full, and I was sure it weighed a ton. Clever girl, I muttered to myself. The redhead was holding onto a steel beam on the ceiling above, and her feet were firmly planted on the innermost edge of the shelf. Her hands glowed yellow with her changeling magic, and I instantly knew what she was planning. She was going to crush a bunch of these bastards, if she could get the timing right. Who was I kidding? She had luck magic. Of course we'd get the timing right. I slowed my pace to make sure the Harami Ba thought they were closer than they actually were, and then I darted past Janine's shelf. I heard the redhead let out a loud grunt as she tried to push the metal shelf over, which then quickly became a frustrated scream.
Come on, Janine, you can do it!
Finally, there was the sound of groaning metal, followed by a triumphant,
Yes!
I glanced over my shoulder and watched as the massive metal shelf toppled forward, right onto 5 of my pursuers. They shrieked as their bodies were pulverized underneath the weight of the shelf, and then they went silent as they exploded into dark smoke.
Carter? Ada?
Janine called out with a twinge of terror, and I looked over to see she was dangling from the exposed beam in the ceiling.
A little help? I don't think I thought this through as well as I should have.
Where the fuck was Ada? And Div, for that matter. That was just like a no-good slimy demon like him to run off and let his lackeys do all the dirty work. The 4 fallen Harami Ba from earlier shuffled back in through the holes in the wall, and their heads twisted 90 degrees as they craned their necks in my direction. Then they scrambled forward. These bastards were flanking me. I cut to the right, took a few steps, and crouched down. Then I propelled myself forward with a furious snarl and leapt 10 feet to the ceiling, where I grabbed onto one of the exposed metal beams. I wrapped all 4 of my paws around the edges of the metal as I looked over at Janine, and then I began to crawl cliffhanger-style toward her. Meanwhile, 6 of the remaining creatures had congregated in a crowd below the hanging woman. They let out inhuman groans as they each took turns jumping up and trying to knock her off the beam, and each time they got closer and closer. Janine screamed as she bent her lower half up and just narrowly avoided a Harami Ba's hand.
"Hold on, Janine!"
I said as I increased my momentum.
"I'm almost there!"
"I'm slipping, Carter! I don't think I can hold on much longer!"
That was when I felt a hand wrap around my leg. I looked down at my feet and saw the remaining 4 servants of Osiris had crawled up the wall and were now on the same beam as me. The monster holding me wailed as he jerked downward, and my right foot came free of the beam.
"Oh, fuck!"
I growled as I tightened my grip with my 3 remaining limbs. I had to act fast, because in another second, these motherfuckers would be on me, so I decided to get my swing on. I let go of the beam with my other foot and allowed gravity to pull my body downward. As it went vertical and came face to face with my attacker, I swung my legs backward to give myself some more momentum. The closest Harami Ba leapt forward as he reared back his fist, but I was ready for the bastard. I swung forward, extended the claws on my feet, and stabbed them right into the fucker's face. I ripped out his glowing yellow orbs with a spray of black smoke, and he groaned like an old man in chronic pain as he fell off the beam and splattered down on the ground. Then the figures of Ada and Div slammed through the roof about 10 feet away. Ada swooped down and did a barrel roll, just as Div blasted at her with blue magic, but she darted back up and tried to hit him with a clawed uppercut. However, The pig bastard quickly knocked it away with another blue pentagram spell. The three remaining Harami Ba crawled toward me, and I had to get a fucking move on. Janine could fall at any moment, and if she ended up in that crowd of monsters, she'd be ripped to shreds. I wasn't gonna let that happen. A long, guttural growl erupted from the deepest pits of my soul as I put all four limbs around the beam and began to propel myself forward. I was about 60 feet away when Janine dodged another jumping Harami Ba, but this time, her luck ran out. Janine's eyes were wide with terror as they locked with mine, and then her fingertips slipped from the beam.
No!
I roared as I gave myself one final heave. I let go of the beam completely as I launched myself toward the falling woman. Everything felt like it was going in slow motion as my body approached hers, all while two more servants of Osiris jumped up from below. If I didn't catch her, this was it. We would both be pulled down into the group of Harami Ba and we'd be ripped to shreds. Janine let out a gasp of surprise when I slammed into her body, which I instantly pulled into my chest. Then I wrapped my arms and legs around the fragile woman as my momentum carried us forward, right into the nearby wall. Dust, drywall, and wood splintered all around us as we slammed through the partition and hit the ground rolling. Our bodies came to a stop against a nearby kitchen cart, and I couldn't help but laugh as I unfurled myself from around Janine and stood to my feet. You okay? I asked the beautiful redhead.
I'll live. I think my ego is more bruised than my body.
Stay here. You can't handle those things like Ada and I can.
I killed 5 of them, thank you very much,
the redhead said with a huff, but I was already on my way back into the office. I turned my right shoulder into the wall as I rammed into it, and my body burst through like the fucking Kool-Aid Man. Oh, fucking hell, this paranormal stuff made builder-grade material look like premium shit. There were still 9 of the Harami Ba remaining, and they had all focused their attention on Ada. The succubus flipped, twirled, and spun as she avoided the dark monsters that tried to pull her out of the sky and beat her to a bloody pulp. And all the while, Div just sat at the back of the room with his hands over his chest. The pudgy fucker had an evil grin as he watched his minions attack his business rival. But that smile quickly faded when he saw me approaching.
Back for more, huh?
Div growled as his hands lit up with blue magic.
Oh, did you finally want to concede defeat? I promise your death will be quick and painless if you give up right now. Too bad I can't say the same for you,
I said as I ran forward at full speed. The pig demon blasted some of his dark magic in my direction, but I somersaulted away from the attack. Div's beam splintered the floor behind me as I came up into a full sprint, and I felt tiny bits of wood slam into my back as I charged. Div raised his other hand to let off another attack, but I was already on him. His eyes went wide when I took a swing at his head, and he quickly ducked down out of the way of the attack. Before I could make another move, a cold, thin rope wrapped around my legs, and then I was yanked off my feet and onto the ground with a painful thud. When I looked down, I couldn't believe my eyes. Div had formed his spell into some sort of rope that he'd wrapped around both of my ankles.
And this is the guy Ada picked as a champion?
The pig demon snorted as the blue spell surrounded his left hand.
What a fucking joke! I'm gonna kill the fuck out of both of you!
The blue spell wrapped itself around Div's hand until it formed into a long, single spike, and then the fucker stabbed it down at my chest. I attempted to roll out of the way, but Div yanked me back into place with his rope. The spike stabbed into my left pectoral, and I roared with pain as it plunged through my flesh and muscle. Even though I was in a world of hurt, I was just glad he'd missed my heart. Plus, both of his hands were now occupied. He had left himself wide open. I unsheathed my claws and snarled as I slashed them across Div's face. He yelped as his head jerked to the left and a splatter of dark red blood splashed onto the floor. He instantly released both his spells, but much to my surprise, his head was still on his shoulders. I lashed out again, but this time the pig demon was able to block it with a blue pentagram, so I decided to try something different. I was still flat on my back, so I stabbed my claws up into Div's belly. He screamed as he jumped backward, but that only caused a bit of his flesh to tear away from his body with a spray of crimson. As I sprang back up to my feet, I could see just how much damage I'd done. Div had 3 giant deep claw marks down his right cheek, as well as a fresh oozing wound on his belly.
Damn, I taunted the fucker. I guess this is one case where being a fat ass actually saved your life.
You know, it's been a long-ass time since anyone's actually made me bleed. I was starting to wonder if I even still could. There's plenty more where that came from,
I said, as I lunged at the pig man. I came at Div with several haymakers and uppercuts, but he was light on his feet. My opponent was able to dodge several of the attacks, and the rest he simply blocked with his protective spell. What he wasn't able to block, though, were the bodies Ada threw at him. Div let out a grunt as 2 Harami Ba corpses slammed into him, and the fucker collapsed under their weight.
Is this really the best you've got?
Ada snickered. With Div still pinned underneath the Harami Ba bodies, now was my chance to finish him off. I sprang into the air, lifted my arms above my head, and formed a club with my hands. A club that was aimed right for Div's pudgy face. The demon scowled as he sent a shot of blue magic toward his feet and then blasted out from under the corpses like he was fucking Iron Man. My fists completely shattered the floor where Div's head had been, and I twisted around just in time to see another shot of blue light headed for me. I fell backward onto the floor as the attack passed over me, and I rolled onto the left as another one struck the ground where I'd been lying. Then I used my momentum to roll up onto all fours and charge forward. Div let out a whistle as one of his hands turned the spectral white color, but then he thrust his second hand forward and sent an enchanted rope in my direction. I jumped up as the makeshift whip cracked against the ground, and I repeated my dodge as it cracked 3 more times. Finally, I was within striking distance of Div, and I went straight for the jugular. Literally. The bastard made the circle pattern with his hands as he summoned a protective shield between my claws and his throat. Too bad I still had 3 other paws, and these razor-sharp canines. I opened my mouth and thrust my face forward, but Div was too quick. He ducked out of the way of my attack, and then came up with a blast of blue light. Pain shot across my stomach as I was launched backward and landed flat on my ass. The second I was on the ground, 4 of the servants of Osiris surrounded me, and I was assaulted by their gangly fists. Tiny shots of dull pain echoed through my very being as they tried to beat me into submission, but I wasn't going to give them that satisfaction. I threw a paw out blindly as the punches continued, and then there was a wet schluck as I felt my claws pierce flesh. The second I knew I had one of the Harami Ba in my grasp, I gave him a soft yank and pulled him down onto my body. The servant of Osiris shrieked as he took the blows from his brethren, and the rest of the creatures halted. It was only a split second, but that was all I needed. I roared as I swiped both my arms at the nearby Harami Ba and stabbed right into their legs. I forced my arms to complete its motion, which completely tore the fucker's flesh off their legs with a spray of black smoke. While the other 2 were stunned, I pushed my feet up into the stomach of the Harami Ba on top of me and threw him right into the remaining attacker. Then, while those 2 were both stunned, I sprang to my feet and stabbed my claws into their heads. Both of the servants of Osiris went limp instantly, and the light literally faded out of their yellow eyes.
Impossible, Div growled from afar.
I backflipped away from another blast of blue magic and landed behind the other 2 Harami Ba. I slashed the claws in my left paw across the first one's throat, and he gurgled as smoke billowed from his fresh wound. As for the other one, he tried to hit me with his fists, but I simply caught both of his blows with my paws. Then I opened my mouth wide, thrust my head forward, and sank my teeth into his head. I felt a cold, hissing sensation against my teeth as his dark life force left his body, and the fucker collapsed to the floor.
Impossible, you say?
I said as I turned back to Div.
I'd say it's very possible. In fact, it looks like you lose, Div.
I glanced over to her side of the room and saw the succubus hovering triumphantly over the bodies of the last 3 servants of Osiris.
You think you've won? I'm just getting started. I have a limitless supply of Harami Ba at my disposal. Even if you keep killing them, I'll just keep sending more and more until you eventually slip up.
Or we could just kill you now and get it over with.
I growled as I flexed my claws and stalked forward.
Ooh.
Ada practically orgasmed at the thought.
I like that idea.
You fools will never learn, the pig demon said with a snort. I'm the most powerful sorcerer in this part of the world.
As Div spoke, I noticed a figure sneaking up on him from behind. Janine. She had a knife in her hand, and I instantly felt the color drain from my face. What the fuck was she doing? She was a changeling, and he was a demon. She couldn't kill him even if she wanted to. I couldn't say anything without giving Janine away, though, so I decided to go another route. I was going to keep him monologuing.
Is that supposed to impress me? You're declaring you're the best sorcerer in Cincinnati, Ohio? I mean, I bet you get a lot of shit whenever you run into a sorcerer from California or London, or even fucking St. Louis. I guess you're at least better than whoever's the most powerful sorcerer in Columbus.
You're not gonna talk your way out of this one, Div said with a wide grin,
and then he called the spectral light to his left hand and raised it in front of his body.
Soon you will be with Osiris and...
Janine sprang forward and plunged the knife straight through the fucker's glowing hand. Div let out a yowl as he threw out his elbow, slammed it into Janine's gut, and sent her tumbling back across the floor.
You fucker!
I roared as I leapt forward and took a swing at Div's guts. This asshole had hurt Janine. That meant he was going to die a slow and painful death. Div blocked my attack with his blue pentagram, and then he tried to blast me with his now wounded hand. All that came out were a few sapphire-colored sparks.
What the fuck?
The pig demon demanded as he tried again to no avail.
What the fuck did you do to me, you bitch?
I slashed my claws across the bastard's face again, and the blow launched him across the room.
Let's just say I'm glad you didn't go all cheapo on the silverware,
Janine retorted as she climbed back to her feet and pulled another knife from her pocket.
Real silver. What did this cost you? $200 at Macy's? That's pretty damn steep for you.
Maybe I'm not following,
I began, but then I had to jump away from another blast of blue magic.
He's a Div, Carter. That's not just his name, it's his species. And, according to the book I read forever ago, the way you handicap a Div is to bind them with silver. Of course. I always thought that meant you had to use silver chains, though. So did I.
Janine shrugged.
But I wanted to test out my theory.
Div snarled as he stood back to his feet and raised his one good hand. He summoned the white spectral glow around it, and I realized what needed to be done. We couldn't let him keep summoning servants of Osiris.
Give me the knife! Ada, you...
I'm already on it,
the succubus said, as she shot forward like a rocket. Ada swiped at Div with her clawed hand, and the pig demon simply growled in pain as he stumbled back. Still, his hand was aglow. Janine threw the silver knife over to my feet, and I promptly scooped it up as I took off toward my opponent. As I ran, I felt the cold silence that had accompanied the Harami Ba the first time they were summoned, and I could hear the soft rustle of the wind that carried them in from the underworld. I was still halfway across the room from Div, so I only had one choice. I held the knife in my paw hands, pulled it back over my head, and then threw it as hard as I could. I held my breath as I watched the silver blade twirl through the air for a few seconds as it headed for Div's chest. The pig demon's eyes went wide when he saw the knife, and he instantly released his spectral white magic and shifted it to the protective pentagram. He turned to block the incoming projectile, and that was when Ada stepped in. The succubus swooped over to Div and slammed her body into his right shoulder, hard. The impact of the blow knocked the pig demon off balance, and he twisted as he tried to regain control of his body. The knife stabbed into his right arm, and he let out a howl of pain as it entered.
Ha!
Div sputtered as he turned and summoned white light to his hand.
You missed by a fucking mile!
Did I?
I said with a smirk. In one swift motion, Ada yanked the silver knife out of his right shoulder, and then plunged it into his right hand.
You motherfucker!
Div roared as his spell turned into futile white sparks.
Not so tough without your magic, are you?
Janine taunted from across the room. Div's eyes widened with horror. He had to know what was coming next. His magic was useless, and all of his paranormal cronies were dead. He couldn't even try to cut and run, because we both knew I would have caught him easily. In short, he was fucked.
Please.
The pig demon said as he fell to his knees.
I can still be of use to you. I know this part of town. I've got so many connections around here, I can get you whatever you want. You want money? I can give you money. The lounge? Fucking take it if you...
Just stop. I held up my hand. You're embarrassing yourself now.
I don't know. I like hearing him grovel like the swine he is. Why don't you squeal some more, fat boy?
And just name your price. Anything you...
Before he could finish his sentence, I threw my paw around his throat and stabbed my claws into his flesh. He flailed like a wild turkey as I lifted him up off his feet, and then his pinkish face began to turn purple as I squeezed the air out of his lungs. The fucker's blood gushed out from under my claws when I tightened my grip, and the demon blubbered out a few gurgled words as he tried to plead for his life. Finally, Div's eyes rolled back in his head, and his swollen tongue flopped out of his mouth as his body went limp. He was dead.
Ah, fuck,
I said, as I tossed his corpse to the side and turned to look at the room.
That was good thinking, Janine.
See? I don't have to be good at combat to be useful in battle. You did a good job, love. I'll have to reward you later. Both of you.
Janine's face turned hot pink at the thought, but she didn't say a word. Instead, she just smiled and looked at the ground coyly. Maybe we could have our reward later. But for now, we had a giant mess to clean up. After all, I was now the proud owner of Cincy's jewel. Well, Ada said that was what would happen, but I'd worry about the logistics tomorrow. Tonight, I'd killed the most powerful paranormal entity in the city. I was now the king of this territory, and I had two smart, beautiful, resourceful women at my sides. This building might have been a bloody mess, but the future couldn't have looked any brighter.